Big fatty girls, boys, and everything in between. Welcome back to another episode of Antics with Ash. My are so live and direct today, so if these pop out, I'm so sorry. Please welcome my fave gal. She's the artist of the moment, Katie Baser.
Yay!
Hi, baby!
Hi,
We're so far away. I hate this fucking couch that it feels like we're a million miles apart.
I know.
Okay, talk to me. How's life been?
Life is great.
Yeah?
I'm just slaying.
Slaying.
I just moved to London.
So I thought you were, you know, I actually did think you were in London, so that's confused me a bit.
No, I lived in Brighton. And I was commuting like every single day. It was like ruining my life.
Oh, so you were just consistently travelling?
But now I'm here.
And you're live and direct.
And it's great.
Really? Do you prefer it?
I prefer it so much.
Really?
I cook eggs in the morning.
Because you can't do that in Brighton.
I can't.
You can't.
I would rather sleep. And then I'd sleep like 10 minutes before I'd have to leave, and then I'd get on the train like...
Oh, so now you have...
Now I wake up, I shower, I cook eggs, I eat things, and I'm a human now. I'm an adult.
Things.
You have to do so much adult things.
Yeah, you really do. It's hell.
Like, I bought coasters the other day.
Ew.
But they're cool coasters. They're like vinyl-shaped coasters, like music vinyl.
That's really so...
Because
I'm an artist.
If you can't guess what I do, look at my mantelpiece.
It's very that.
We love.
Did you love being in Brighton?
I did. It was very fun.
What was your vibes on it?
I mean, I love the beach, I love the ocean, I love the sea.
Yeah.
I like
also the general vibe of
Everyone's
Brighton.
Chill.
Yeah.
Like, it's like one of the places where you could walk down the street and see, like, a drag queen and, like...
In broad daylight, like it doesn't need to be
no,
Soho.
No one looks.
Yeah.
Everyone just goes like, hey, that's it. I love it.
I love it. My dad grew up in Brighton.
Really?
Yeah, so we used to go all the time, even when he'd moved to London.
Cute.
Like, we used to be in Brighton every weekend.
Brighton's great. And in the summertime, look at how I'm sat right now. Why am I sat like that? Why do I look like that?
Wait.
Did you see that? Is that how
it's
I look?
It's giving... Who is that character?
Oh my God, the matey off
with
the big shoulders and the big head.
It's because you've got a jacket on.
Okay,
though.
Hang on, let me readjust myself.
I must say, that's this couch isn't good for posture.
It's not, and I'm fucking look at the size of me. I'm a gigantic human.
You're not gigantic.
No, I mean I'm extended. I'm very long.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'9", 5'10".
Are you?
I am. I'm a tall girl.
You're not.
I am.
Do you know what's so funny?
Look at the size of me.
Right, because I'm literally 2 foot nothing.
You give off 6 foot energy.
Thank you.
You do.
I say this to Molly all the time. To me, everyone's the same height.
No, I
could
you.
Not have told you what height you were. To me, everyone sits at like a 5'7" because everyone. I'm like this to everyone. So it's all the same to me.
I can't believe I've sat like that for ages. Maybe I should just keep it. It's comfy. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Be comfy, man.
Is what it is.
Yeah, mi casa es su casa.
Mi casa es su casa.
So talk to me about music. How is it going?
It's going great. I just released a single. I've got a mixtape coming out. I'm going on tour.
Yes! Where are you going on tour?
Everywhere. Like, everywhere. I'm the worst.
You did a tour before, right?
Yes.
How was that? Because I saw you do, like, as in you did a tour. It wasn't like, oh, she's doing Europe. You did Australia and shit, right? Man, how was that?
It was weird because it was, like, the other side of the world and I, like, didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the venue, it was, like, 4. I wasn't performing until, like, 8. And there was people already queuing. They're like, oh, my God, it's Katie Baser.
Stop.
Oh, my fucking God. And I was like, oh, my God.
Does that not feel so weird to know that you have people...
So strange.
...that love you, like... Across the fucking
pond. And the thing
pond.
Is that the fans are like the same, like they're just insane and like
really?
Crazy and will scream and shout at me and I want that. Scream at me.
Yeah, as in, do you find that your fans are generally just chaotic?
Yeah, nutters.
But really?
Welcome then, because I'm also one of those.
Well, as in, imagine if you had ones that just sat there and like twiddled their thumbs.
I would be like that
sing.
Charlie XCX video, like, fucking move, I thought you were doing a song, fucking yeah. That would be me. And
can you give me
before.
Some fucking energy on walking off stage?
Oh my God, there's been times where like,
that.
They just sort of stand there, not at my shows, at like festivals when I'm doing things.
I hate.
And there's one show, I'm not gonna say what it was, but I honestly was on the stage going, what the fuck? I was going,
really?
What's wrong with you? My manager was there like.
Just tell me if it was the UK.
It was the UK.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't London, no way.
It was London.
Fuck you.
It was a festival.
Was it?
Yep. And I honestly got on, I was buzzing, I was so excited and I got on and everyone was like.
I can't believe you said it was London.
I know.
What's that about?
There was a few real ones that were like, woo!
Yeah, yeah,
but the rest
yeah.
of them are literally just like, who is this girl talking about, like, boobs and stuff?
Boobs and dick.
Boobs and dick.
But, like, for me, I don't even need to know the artist. If I'm watching
music... I'm vibing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I'm vibing, I'm vibing. It doesn't matter. As in, I'd vibe to a solo violinist, like, yeah, it's fine.
It is what it is.
I'd be like...
But, like, when people don't give me the energy, I give back more. So I was, like, all of my songs, I was singing, like... Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then you just got really...
And then all of the, like, these girls at the front, like... Looking at me like, is she okay? And
I'm no. Like, yeah, to be fair, but you have to, because otherwise, like, what are you going to do? Yeah, thank you. Right, I want to know, what was Australia like as a place? Because... Do you know
simulation.
What? I knew you were going to say that.
Simulation.
I knew you were going to say that. Do you know why? For some reason, it's so far away in my head. I don't have, like, a burning desire to go.
It's beautiful.
Right.
And I love the ocean. I'm a lover of the beach and the water. So that was perfect.
Okay.
But, like, as a place...
Yeah.
Everything is perfect. The people are hot. They eat healthy food. The food's amazing. The weather's amazing. Everyone's friendly.
Right, but you're like, where's the grit and the grunge?
Something's not right.
Right.
But, I mean, it was great, but I'm finding, because I'm, like, travelling now, I'm going all over the world, every city is just the same.
Really?
Like, everywhere is just the same,
just like a slightly different
version.
Like, Sydney
was, like, London on roids. It was just, like, cleaner, bigger... But, like,
and nicer weather, yeah, and just not gloom and doom.
Yeah, but, like, it was a cool place, but definitely there's something going on, simulation.
I agree, because when I think of Australia, all I think... Did you see that video that went viral of that wedge kangaroo that's like that? And it looks like he's been going gym for 5 years.
Yes.
And he had someone's dog in a headlock.
Oh, my God, in the river.
And was literally like that in the river. That's the video that I see in my head when anyone says Australia. So I think I'm actually blessed.
And I thought I'd see, like, loads of spiders and shit, but I didn't see any.
Yeah.
I saw some whales, though, and I cried.
Did you?
I love the whales.
Oh, I saw some whales in the Caribbean, and I was literally like... Yeah, unreal.
You know on Instagram when you have, like, the suggested post, it's always humpback whales.
Yes.
Humpback whales.
Humpback whales.
And I sit there for ages just like, wow.
Really?
Wow.
What's
wow.
So your For You page is giving humpback whales.
Stingrays. And dolphins.
Really?
That's
what?
It.
Are you just like a SeaWorld lover?
Yes.
Well, not SeaWorld.
No,
fuck SeaWorld.
Fuck SeaWorld.
No. That's exploitation.
Yeah, we don't do that. No. But just the world of the sea.
The world of the sea, that's what I meant. I forgot that SeaWorld was an establishment. Okay. Oh, really?
I love the ocean. It's my dream.
I expected your For You page to be boys.
Oh, my God, ew.
No, really. Yeah, I know. I mean, I think just because you chat about them.
I do, but, like, ew.
But, like, ew, don't want them on.
I don't
want
to look at that.
Really?
I just want ocean animals.
Can't relate.
Can't relate.
To be fair, mine is literally, like, Cocker Spaniels and then, like, the odd sexy man with tattoos, which I quite like that.
I like that contrast.
Me too. I get a bit hot and heavy seeing that. And then
it's like, aw.
Wholesomeness. Floppy ears.
Yeah, cute.
Floppy something else.
Uh-huh,
floppy ears, you know?
Balance.
Yeah,
okay.
Balance.
Mine is, like, yeah, humpback whales or nails. It rhymes. Is that a bar? Humpback whales and nails.
Write it down and put it in a song.
Okay.
Humpback whales and nails.
Humpback whales and nails.
That's so good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cool.
What I've always wanted to ask you...
I'm nervous. And I'm still sat like that.
What makes you...
Yeah. I'm not going to move. I'm really comfy like this.
I don't think you should be comfy.
Okay.
What makes you write about men?
What makes me write about men?
Yeah.
As in, like, write?
No. Write. Like, songs. Oh, you're also right about them. So, like... Yeah, I said it.
I don't know. My experiences that I have.
When you were like, right, I'm going to be this bitch, I'm going to be an artist, I'm going to be a singer girly.
Yeah.
Were you always like, this is what I'm going to talk about?
No.
No.
I don't really think, like, when I go to the studio, I don't go to the studio like, I want to be this, I want to make a song like this.
Right.
Every time you go into a studio session, you talk shit for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
2 hours, maybe 3 hours, maybe the whole
Yeah.
day. And then you come to, like, a head of, like, oh, my God, that's jokes, and then you just write about it.
Right.
So when I write songs about boys and boys and, like, situations, I'm never like, I want to do this and I want to be this girl. It's
right,
like,
right, right. You're just like, I'm just
like,
going to chat about...
Here's what happened and here's how it is, bitches.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you actively write about exes?
I mean, it would seem so.
Yeah.
I don't go out of my way to do that. Like, I have so many songs that are, like, about other things.
I was, yeah.
But, like,
totally.
The ones that people give a shit about.
But the ones that burn in my brain are your boy ones.
That's what I'm saying. And you have to just give the people what they want.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And I also want, like, I think when I perform them as well, and I see everyone just like, I'm like, okay, that's what I do it for.
Do you have a bigger female audience?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. It, like, when I first started doing music, it was like 90% female. Or maybe even more. But now it's like, because I think I've started getting the titties out more. Oh, honestly.
Which, by the way, are looking unbelievable.
Did you see that video where they're just flopping?
As in, what, when you're in that little tartan thing? I watched it on the way here because I was like, let me see what she's up to so we have some, like, topics of conversation. And I thought,
tits.
Not me only looking at your tits. And I thought, well, I've not planned anything for the pod, but
no,
I've seen her
but
tits.
The boobs. Like, since I've started wearing more, like...
And that was enough.
You know, I see my boys turn up. And
do
it's
you?
Kind of, like, fucked up, you know, but also...
It's good. Yeah, I agree. And do you know what? It's the same energy as when... I'll tell you what it's the same energy as. Obviously, catcalling, not okay.
No.
I get it. It's not okay. But
if I choose to put something on, then everyone's like, cool.
Sometimes I'm not opposed to a man being like, oi. I'm like, obviously, my initial response is to be like, ugh, fucking pig.
Mine is,
I'll walk away and go, because I'm kind of like, oh, I did eat, though. Like, I did eat, and I did wear these fatty leggings for a reason.
For
and if nobody said anything, I'd be pissed off. So I was like, catcalling is bad.
It is.
But I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. Okay.
Do you see what I'm putting in a song, Katie?
Catcalling is not bad. It's bad.
It's bad, but I'm not mad.
Or sad. And I fucked your dad. Oh.
Oh. Obviously, she had to add that. No, yeah, it's the same energy
but
as that.
It's true. Like, and whenever I post a video or a picture of me in a bikini, it gets like triple the likes and interactions. And I'm like, do you know what? I'm not sitting
it's
at the
so
top
annoying.
Yet, so I'm going to shoot until like
agreed.
That. Who gives a fuck?
Agreed. Does it piss you? Does that part of the industry piss you off a bit?
I don't really care.
Do you not?
I don't care. I'm
good
just
for
like,
you.
This is it. Is what it is.
Yeah.
And like,
you're almost like, let's just be realistic here.
And like, I don't really care. I don't think a lot about many things because I'm just like, if I do think about things too much, I won't do anything and I'll just be upset. I'm just here for the lols.
Yeah, and if you overthink everything, you will just end up like picking apart everything you do and being like, oh shit, I shouldn't have done that.
I'd live in a hole and I wouldn't do anything. Like, I wrote a song about Dilfs. Like, oh my God, what's wrong with me?
Good for you.
Fuck it, who cares?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I did find that work. So, my 5 second music career 80,000 years ago, I'm very old, was I remember just thinking, oh, it's annoying, like, because that is just the game.
It is.
As in, if you are a woman, you need to shake a little bit of ass and
just a tiny bit.
You don't need to get them out, but
also like
you
I
do.
Kind of enjoy it because I most of the time I wear like baggy things.
Yeah.
And then occasionally I'll do like an outfit
like a cute
and everyone's
little,
like,
what?
Where?
I didn't know that was hiding under
them
jeans.
I'm like for ages, literally for ages, but I just suddenly feel the need to just...
Yeah, I get it.
2024, the titties, do you know what I mean?
2024 is the year of the titties.
That's what I'm saying.
Write that. I'm telling you, I just almost want to sit and write a song with you because I feel like so many little nuggets of like gold are coming into my head.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just used to find that me and you in the studio would be hell.
We'd get nothing done.
No, there'd be nothing. We haven't gone out yet either.
That's what I'm saying. But I live in London now, so. I don't know what that sound was. I'm sorry.
We're definitely going out.
Okay.
Where is your favourite place to go out?
In London?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like, I go out, obviously, but I don't know where I'm going.
Really?
I just go.
Do you just follow the like, London lot?
Yeah, they go, we're going here now, and I'm like, sweet. And then I end up having a blast.
Really? Oh, we're about to be on the streets.
Let's go on the streets.
Yay! Okay. Do you know what? Where was a fun night out?
What?
Brighton.
Where did you go in Brighton?
Shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Well, I must say...
You had a good night out in shoes.
Yeah. I had the best
to
night
be fair,
out there. And I'll tell you why. Well, because I couldn't see. So in my head, I would have had a good night in a cardboard box. As in, I could have been at shoes. I could have been at home. It was rotten. The vibe was giving like Oceania or prison.
But like sometimes that's fine.
And I was like,
I'm
fine with it.
Like a cringy night out sometimes is what you need.
Oh, as in, if Kings of Leon start playing at the end of the night, I'm in hell, but also I'm
on the
so far gone that I'm like, Absolutely. Yeah.
No, I get you. I take back what I said. Yeah. Shush is fine for finding that out. I had a funny out in Shush, but it was during the day.
But
in the summertime, they have like these benches. They've closed it down now, though, I swear.
Have they?
I don't know. I might be lying, but I think they have because I've not seen them for ages.
My achy, like, breaky heart. Oh, no. All those memories. Nah.
But yeah,
really?
They have like an outside city bit with like fires and stuff, and I got fucked, honestly, during the day.
Are you... See, day drinking, I think I'm over.
No. Summertime day drinking.
Summertime day drinking.
But not just like for the jollies now. Not in February.
So we were just discussing that. Why is it scientifically proven that January is 30 seconds long?
Yes.
No, sorry, 30 years long.
Yeah.
January is 30 years long, but February is one day.
Is one day.
Why?
It's March in 2 weeks.
How? Because I've not done anything. I've not done anything.
No, but you have.
Oh, I have.
But I have, but I don't think I have, but we have.
We have.
I have, you have.
I have.
I've seen, we have.
I don't get it.
I don't get
so
it.
So we need to, people comment and discuss that phenomenon because everybody feels collectively the same about it.
Also, like the older you get, the years just go by faster. Like it's
tough. Shut the fuck up, Katie, because you're so young. Don't make me, don't make me pissed off. Remind me how old you are.
I'm 21.
What?
21. 21.
And I just turned 28, as in wrap me in loincloths and call me Tutankhamun. I may as well just be done now.
Shut up.
I'm like turned to ashes and dust.
28 is hot.
Do you know what? It is hot.
Like, and also, it's...
It is hot.
And also, I feel like it's always going to be hot when you get older. I'm excited to get older.
Do you know what? Weirdly, I am one of these people, I do think I'm like... Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Like, I feel Peter Pan-esque to the point where I'm like, every year I get older, I have an existential breakdown.
Mm.
But I'm also like, but I am low-key giving fine wine.
No, you are.
Because I feel like I'm getting better each year.
Period.
At some point that will decline.
No.
But right now, I do feel like it's doing
also,
that.
Also, the way the world's going, like, I'm going to look like this forever. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, oh, 1,000,000%.
Do you know what I mean?
As in Botox.
Botox.
Botox, baby.
And the collagen.
Yeah, who cares? I've started drinking collagen now.
Oh, I can't. I don't know how I feel about that. I had a thing in LA.
Really?
I had this,
well,
like...
not that you need it. You're literally 12.
Thank you. I had this collagen drink in LA because I was feeling fruity and it was vile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I've just got powder.
Powder?
Yeah, guys, from Amazon, powder. And it's, I mean, yeah.
Does it work? This is what I think. Like, if you think about things too much, like, I think about everything. Like,
I
spend £8 on a face wash, I'm like, does that work?
You're like, but why?
When it was like the olden days, they didn't have face wash.
And a man will use a 3-in-1 shampoo for their ass, back and crack. And face, and look $1,000,000, and I've still got acne. Someone explain that. It's true, though.
It's so
is
true.
It not true?
Head and shoulders. I can't use Head and Shoulders because my granddad used to wear it. And
I can't believe they're still in business.
Neither.
I'm almost certain it's made of petrol. It can't be. That's not real ingredients, is it? Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders. What do you mean, bruv?
What do you mean, bruv?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like the whole, everything.
Everything.
No, and the face.
Just one bottle.
One bottle, that's wrong.
And they all look good.
Oh, I mean.
I know what you mean. I always talk about this. My Insta sometimes makes me feel, just social media in general.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like I need to like be up to date with all of these. To be fair, I'm not going to lie. I went to see a facial aesthetics guy recently. I just said to him, like, is there anything I can do to just, like, give me a bit of... And he was basically like, what you want to achieve, i.e. I was like, how can I have the jaw of Angelina Jolie? He was like, a face transplant. I was like, cool, I'll leave then. Obviously, like, what can I do? I can't, like...
Like the gua sha.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Ta-da.
I see these TikToks on, like, my morning routine, my gua sha.
And I do it every night.
Do
now.
You?
I do now, yeah.
My videographer, she always does it. And
yeah.
The skin is perfect.
Maybe, really?
Maybe it does work. I'm just a...
And then you're thinking, well, yeah. But he basically said to me, I went, well, what can I do, this, that, and the other? And I went, to be fair, I'm actually pissed off that he said this to me. I had a whole mini breakdown. It was one of them weeks. I think I was on my period, so I was just...
Ugh, that's the worst.
In general, feeling rotten.
Not in a cute way. No, I hear you.
And I basically sat down and said, what can I do to make myself feel better? And he basically went, honestly, at this stage, I wouldn't do anything on you. And it gave me a nice, like, okay, great. To be fair, yeah, I'm only 28. I had this real 360 in his office. And then he went to me, oh, no, don't get me wrong. When you get to 28 is the year where collagen just goes. And I went, cool. I thought, why did he say that to me? Because then I went
because
and ordered.
Because he wants some money.
Yeah,
that's
and then I went
why.
And ordered a 50-pack of collagen from Amazon because I thought, shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to turn to dust otherwise.
No.
Yeah, I know.
No.
It's bad, isn't it?
I don't think you're beautiful. Oh,
thanks.
You are.
So are you.
Thank you.
Should we lip?
Yeah. But I always get into these holes on TikTok about like aging and like everything.
Yeah.
And what can I do to be the best? But then at the end of the day, all I do is just like eat pot noodles and not enough water. Like,
that was one of my New Year's resis.
More water.
Yeah.
Well, here I am, just
tell the Will I Am story.
Oh my God. So I went to LA the other day. And I went to Will I Am studio and I asked for a bottle of water and it was literally like the size of this. Because she was like, she came in and was like, oh, I'm so sorry, this water's really small. And I was like, actually, I've had a smaller. And it was literally this big, but it was so cute. And I got another one because I just wanted to hold it and take a picture of it.
Was it that shape though?
No, it was like, you know, the like Highland Springs sort of vibe.
Yes.
But not, it was like LA Springs.
What do you think of LA?
I hate it.
Thanks.
Do you hate it too?
It's a simulation.
It's a simulation.
It's a simulation.
Simulation.
What's the Jim Carrey film?
Oh my God, Truman Show.
LA is the Truman Show.
It is just like, I can't. I feel like
it's so
loads
weird.
Of people like it, but I feel like we share the same sort of personality. As
yeah, we do. Where we want people to just be like a bit just like normal and like chaotic and don't pretend to be. You know
honestly,
what I mean?
But even like as a place, like it's just like shit. There's nothing to do. It's too big.
It's a shithole.
It's like terrifying and like dirty.
I expected LA, like I remember all you hear is like LA, LA. Like
I'm going to LA.
Where
all
dreams
I wanted to
do
was go to LA. I was so excited.
Especially as an artist, right?
I was buzzing.
That's like, oh, LA, where's my Grammy then? I'm in LA and I'm
LA.
Doing it.
Like, yeah, here I am.
And I just thought, first of all, I got there. Place was smelly and rotten, and I thought,
terrifying.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not.
That's not on.
I was like, this isn't what I was expecting.
It's not the LA either.
No, this is not the LA that I expected. And everyone was like, no, Ash, this is how it is. And I went, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And the only bit that was actually peng was obviously the Beverly Hills bit, but that's where, like...
The millionaires and trillionaires
Beyonce live. Lives. And yeah. I was like, well, yeah, of course that's nice. Do you know what I mean?
But it's mad, like, obviously, in London, there's, like, nice bits and bad bits. But,
yes.
The drastic change of nice bits and bad bits in LA is, like...
Yes.
Like, you drive up in the hills, and it's like, wow. And then you drive down to, like, the city, and it's, like...
And it's absolute Oliver Twist, and I don't understand it.
It is terrifying. But also, let me just, you know, reverse it. There was one day where I thought I would never go to LA. So I'm grateful that I am.
Agreed.
To LA.
Agreed.
But at the same time, it's a shithole.
It is, yeah. So let's not forget.
Thank you.
That.
But
I don't know. I just thought, do you know what? I've got a perfect story actually to describe LA.
Tell me.
We were at this restaurant once. We're at this restaurant, right? And we're having a few drinks, a few cocktails, whatever. This lady keeps coming over. She's the waitress, right? Mm-hmm. She's really nice. We're like chatting to her, whatever. I'm one of those people that I like to make staff think I'm the best person there.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Out of your way.
Yeah, I go out of my way.
So
I will slag off everyone at my table so that the member of staff loves me. I'll be like, oh, God, I know. Like, sorry you spoke to you like
that.
Like, oh, darling, you look wonderful. You know, I'm just that.
We just got your nails done.
Yeah, literally that.
That is me.
Yeah. And she was really nice, really friendly. She was giving us our drinks, whatever. And then she went... I mean, as a director of beverages, I went...
Hang on.
Director of beverages? And I thought, bruv, that good for you, but like...
A director
you
are, of
you
beverages?
You were the waitress. But that there's no shade in being a waitress, though. Like, just say you were a waitress. She was like, no. She literally corrected me and said, I'm a director of beverages, bro. And I was like... And I was so drunk by this point that I couldn't, you know, when you're like, yeah, I really wanted to laugh because I just thought, okay. And my mate next to me was like, so what does that entail? Like, what does the director of beverages entail?
Do you direct
entail?
Beverages? Yeah,
she literally said there are beverages that need directing and that's what I do. I thought, so you deliver beverages to the table and that's LA. Is that not?
Director, that yeah. is so LA.
Because it's like...
What do you do? I'm a director of beverages.
Yeah.
What?
You're a waitress. Stop That's it. Fine. Just say that, though.
I fuck with... Actually, I hated being a waitress. Not going to lie.
I've been a waitress before as well.
And it was jokes, to be fair. I worked with my friends and it was sweet. Like, it could have been much worse. It was just fucking customers.
What was the worst job you've ever had?
I worked in a chip shop.
Not you in the chippy.
Me in the chippy at 13 years old. My mum said, Kate, you've got to go get a job. I said, yep.
13?
Yep, 13. I worked in a chip shop.
Mum doesn't give a rass.
Mum did not give a
13?
Fuck. I had two jobs at 13. I did. I'm a hard-working girl.
Oh, my God.
A mindset. Wow. It's a mindset.
It is a mindset. 13, bro.
Huh?
I was going to view cinema every day at 13.
I was grafting.
At the chippy?
At the chippy.
Did you come home smelling like the fryer every...
That's why I can't have vinegar anymore. I still love vinegar, but then I used to come home with it, like, coming out of my pores.
Emotional damage.
No, for real.
No.
The only dub was that at the end of the night, you could just take back all the food that didn't get used. So, like, I would just have chippy.
That's why Mumsy made you go to work. We're just a single mom who works two jobs. She said, I see me to
I'm
buy food.
Working. Yeah. You go out, you bring back
You
food.
Go out and bring chippy leftovers every
I'm
day.
That's smart.
That's really smart.
It's smart. And it was only down the road. Didn't have to even drive me. I walked.
I can't believe you worked at a chippy.
I did. That was the worst one.
When did you go full time in music then?
When I was 18.
Fucking hell. Oh, my God.
And then I worked in a pub from 14. Till I was 18.
I bet they loved you at the pub.
They loved me.
Yeah, that
a bit
is...
too much.
Yeah.
Creepy pub people.
Oh, what, like the locals that come in at
I had this
2 p.m.
one guy
for a shandy?
And then don't leave.
No.
The whole day.
No.
I had this one guy that would come in every Thursday on a quiz night and he'd go, you should be a model, Katie.
Oh, God.
Every single time, like, you should be. Are you a model? You really should be a model. Every time he'd come over, all of a sudden, are you a model? No.
No.
Simon.
Oh, God.
I'm not. But thank you, though.
Yeah, in it. Also, he's not wrong. He's really not right. Yeah, he's not wrong, but
thank
also, yeah,
like,
he's been on the Guinnesses since 2 p.m. Yeah. So I don't know how.
But there was a few really lovely ones, to be fair, like these two old ladies that were just so sweet to me every Sunday for their roast dinner.
Oh,
little rosé spritzer. And I just go, ugh, me and my best friend and they eat.
Do you know what? I think it's really vital that you have those... jobs.
It's character building.
You have to do
like,
the shit jobs.
The shit that I went through.
Yeah.
Like, no one deeps that. Like, I see the TikToks of, like, you know, you can't hurt me. I worked in hospitality. I'm like, that
is true.
It's true.
Yeah.
The pain.
Yeah.
So many days where I would have to hold back my tears and be like, do you want chips with that? Or do you want mashed potato?
That.
What do you want? Like, don't shout at me again.
Do you want chips or mashed potato? And they say potato puree and you go, and all you want to do is shit yourself.
Swill them all and go, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
You have to. You actually do develop just a thin layer of iron steel around you if you work in hospitality.
You do, it's true.
It's horrendous.
The people that would just come up to you and think that they, like... That's why, like, when I go to, like, restaurants now, I'm always nice to people like
Same.
That anyway because I'm not a... Sorry.
I think, no, good for you.
But
I
like,
love the C word.
I
want to say that more in 2024, actually.
Like, you know, when you go out for dinner and people are rude to the waitresses, I'm like, that is so... Or, like, rude to their parents. Like, shut up.
Biggest
like,
red flag ever.
But, like, I can't because I've been rooted on by a customer and it honestly makes me just want to...
And it's horrible
and
because... Also, don't shoot the messenger, bro. It's not
Isn't
my
it?
Fault that they've run out of beef roast.
I don't know
what to say to you.
I don't supply it.
No,
I'm 16.
I don't kill the cow. I'm
the
trying
cow.
To make a quick buck.
Trying to make
so
a living.
I can go out of the weekend.
I'm trying to go, yeah.
That's it.
it's
fucking annoying.
I know.
I hate people. I always think I think the biggest marker of whether a guy's a dickhead or not is how I actually need you to actively be wonderful to staff.
Of course.
If you're not, if there's even an air of...
Okay. Oh, no. I once had that.
Ooh, that. Oh!
And it was a group of like...
Oh, it's big Tory
energy. Businessmen, group of businessmen at Christmas time ordered like set roast dinners. It was fucking heaving.
Oh.
I was the only person working in the restaurant and I worked hard. I was sweating.
No.
My makeup was everywhere.
Apron all in disarray, uh-huh, like, running about.
Shit all over me. And I drop, I put like his food down and I walk away and he goes, he goes... And my mum and my dad...
With that as well, that makes it worse.
My mum and my dad were having a meal, like, by the window, next to the table. My dad looks at me, and my dad's the only person that can chill me when I'm about to fucking...
Really?
So I look at him, and I went... And he went...
Oh.
And I went... Yeah? What can I get you, sir? He went, I asked for beef, this is lamb. I was like, you are a fucking lamb.
Oh, shut awful. You out. Anybody who clicks... In it?
And a point. And a point.
Clicking a point.
Clicking a point.
Clicking a point. I would have booted him out there and then. That's
I know.
How much?
What,
5 minutes and you've not talked to our
Casey single. How have we done
this? No. We knew
how
we'd
have
do.
We done
we
this?
We knew we'd do that. Okay. So. We're fucking jokes. I knew this would happen. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, this hair is a fucking surf, by the way.
Do you think?
I love it.
It's a little bit windswept and interesting today because
no,
I just washed it.
I really like it. I like the what's it called?
My little money pieces.
It's stunning. I have a money piece, but you can't see it because I need to get my roots done.
Did you do this zigzag formation?
No, my hair person did it, but I normally do a zigzag. But it's on the back as well. Look.
That's really... do you know, I wish I could do fun things with my
hair. It's so easy. Just get a comb and go...
And just...
Pull it up and then half it. I'll help you.
You say this, right?
No. It's.
I hate watching hair girlies online. They're like... 5 fun hair ideas for summer.
That will take you 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
And they're like this. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, I can't see, to me, what the back of my hair looks like.
It's not my problem.
Is a you issue.
It's not my business. I can't see it.
No.
If you're offended, walk away.
Walk away. Okay. Let's speak about...
Oh,
fucking hell. Okay. We are... Honestly, we could talk for years. This is why me and her need to have a night out with the media.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
Let's talk about your new single.
It's called I'm a Problem.
I'm a problem. What inspired it?
What inspired
shit
it?
Shit men, obviously.
No, just shit people. Like,
really?
Yeah, I was in LA the first time I went, and like all these people that like aren't really my friends, but are my friends, but aren't my friends.
Right.
They were just like
classic.
Bitching about me and just being like, she's so loud. Like, what are you even doing with your music? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's just all of this shit. And I was like... Do you want to be honest?
Yeah.
Like, why are you talking about me so much?
Keep my name
out your fucking mouth. Like, don't, like, if you don't give a fuck, why am I the main topic of your conversation? Why am I...
Let's think about
why
that.
Why am I the lead subject in the girls' group chat?
I agree.
Like, shut up.
Was it girlies as
girlies.
Well?
Girlies.
Girlies
and boys. But, like, I only get pissed off by the girly ones because I'm like,
yeah, because boys are whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Who cares?
Yeah, but it was just
the girly ones hit deep, I think.
Yeah, and then it was also, like, I was getting loads of hate, my first lot of hate on social media. Just
really?
Like, I don't know what I was doing, but people were just hating on me and I was like, this is horrible.
Out of what? I think, do you know what it is as well? I think your music is so confident and the way that you are in your music is confident, like in your videos and everything. To me, it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And I think to anyone that is confident and loves that energy, but I think if you've got an inch of insecurity on you, the first thing that they say is, oh, too much.
Too much. You're too loud.
Too much. Yeah.
And I'm like, you're too little.
Yeah.
You don't give enough.
Yeah,
thank
you. That's
why I don't know who you are.
Much to think about.
Do you know what I mean?
I always think I'd rather be too much than too little.
Oh, my God, yes. I'd rather be the person that everyone's like, oh, my God, do you remember that girl? She was so fucking, like,
if you're
ridiculous.
Too little, do you remember?
No.
Oh, no one.
Who was that?
No one. Who was that?
Yeah. Who? Who's Katie? What?
Fart in the wind. Yeah, could never be you.
No, that could never be you either.
No way.
No.
No way.
But that's what I mean. And then, like, when I was talking about the song, the producer was like, that's a problem, you know? Like, people are going to get annoyed that you're encouraging all
so
these people.
So you were like, and that's where
I was like, oh, my God. Let's, like, create a fucking community of just, like...
I'm a problem. I love that.
And I love it. It's going great. All the men are in the comments going, well, this is relevant.
Oh, my God, are they?
Yeah, I had one guy DM me that was like, I'm really disappointed in you, Katie. I love your music. But the first line, I've got big dick energy, as if it means that, like, size matters. Imagine all the boys that don't have this. Like, imagine how you're belittling them.
Oh, it's a metaphor.
I'm not talking about the dick size.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the energy.
The energy. That's
and if it's small, just say, like,
yeah.
God.
As Maxine, you could have a tiny cock and have big dick energy.
Exactly. I haven't even got a cock and I've got big dick energy. Who cares? It's a fucking song.
And I've got a tiny one and I've got an energy. But I've known multiple men with very, very big dick energies. Uh-huh. Tiny peckers, and it doesn't matter.
Tiny peckers.
Tiny pecker. I either call it a pecker or a cocktail sausage.
That's amazing.
Unless it's like something wham.
The other day I called it a todger.
I love todger.
Todger.
Todger's very like what your mum and dad would call it back in the day.
Yeah,
your todger.
Your todger.
So, okay, I love that.
Thank you.
So you're excited about this thing. Have you performed it live yet?
Uh-huh. I've been performing it for ages. I did it.
Have you?
Yeah. But, like, nobody knows about it. And then
have you been posted that you've been performing it live?
I don't think so. Not yet.
No, because I swear I haven't seen you.
But it's coming.
Okay.
And then I'm performing tomorrow. I'm going to the Gaydio Awards. Gaydio
Stop.
Prize.
Stop. Where
I... For the gays, days and slays.
I was going to say, the gays must go mad for it.
And my outfit is so...
Is it?
So
what is it?
It's like fur crop jacket, like Ariana Grande looking two piece, and these like boots that come all the way up to here.
Oh, slay.
White lashes, extensions.
Slay bells. I feel like we might have to put a little link to the song.
Yes.
Link below. I don't even know if that's where it's gonna be. Link below.
Click the link.
I wanna quickly play a game with you.
Okay.
You've got a song called Would You?
I have.
Forgetting that you had a song called Would You?
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I do, sorry. Yes, you will. What you want, the red or blue pill?
Thank you.
So I recorded that song and I was absolutely steaming and I wrote it in like 10 minutes.
Did you?
I was on a night out and they called me saying, Kate, you've got to go to the studio and get on the song. And I was like, okay.
You know, why do I think, is that not like the most listened?
It was, I don't look. I'd rather just not.
I'm going to look.
Scares me. But I was honestly... They were trying to like tell me, and I was like, no, I've got it, press record. And I was, uh-huh, yes, you will. What do you want, Lorena?
Baby girl.
Tell me.
4 mil.
4 mil?
And she wrote it steaming, so if that doesn't tell you...
Wrote and recorded it in about 30 minutes, steaming, because I wanted to go back out.
Good for you. If that doesn't tell you that you can achieve anything if you put your mind to it.
I was in the Uber, like, listening to it, right, okay. I got it, and I was like, no. I've got it, everyone press record.
Yeah, but I also like that, because just your inhibitions are away with you.
It is, and it was fun. I had a great time.
Which makes sense, because it's fucking slapped, apparently.
Thank you.
According to Spotify. Okay, we're going to play a game called Would You?
Okay.
I'm going to do quick fire questions to you.
Okay.
And you tell me your answers.
Okay.
Would you date a guy that's under 6 foot?
Yeah, I have before.
5'11".
Smaller than me.
5'11"? You've dated foot... So you're what, 5'9"?
Like a 5'7", babe. I love a short king.
Really?
Call me crazy.
I love that for you.
Like, everyone's like, tall man. I'm like, yeah, sure, but I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
As long as you're just not an arsehole.
Oh, but he was, so.
Ah.
Actually, no, he wasn't. Damn. I'm being mean. He was sweet.
I'm really?
Mm-mm.
No. I'm not going to lie. You can't be short and an arsehole. Do you see what I mean?
Well,
well, exhibit A, I am short and an arsehole, so there you go. Would you offer to pay on a first date?
Yeah, I don't care.
Good girl.
Yeah, I don't care.
I do the same thing, but low-key, it's a test.
Low-key, I haven't got my wallet on.
Low-key, as in, I will always, first date specifically, I'll always offer.
Yeah.
Always. And if you say yeah, cool.
Cool.
Noted.
I got it.
Noted.
No,
I'm like, bit of a pagan, but it's okay. Would you date a girl?
I don't think so.
Really?
I could snog a girl.
Yeah.
And really get into
it. Well, we snog occasionally.
Yeah, like, that's what we're going to do. That's why we have to leave.
Yes.
But, like, I could definitely snog a girl and really enjoy it, but I don't think I could have, like, date a girl, because I love a good boy.
Just love a boy.
I do, and I love the whole... Oh,
love a man. I do. Yeah, same. Would you date an OnlyFans, bro?
Is it full dick? Full dick and balls and ass out on the internet.
Yeah.
And sex with other
Not
people.
Sex.
Just dick, balls and ass.
It's dick, balls and
ass. And face?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Go sex work! Date a footballer.
Yeah, if you're not a then fine. I don't care.
I just love you. And I think we should go out forever.
Oh my God, yes!
Would you fart in front of someone you're newly seeing?
Yeah. Have done.
Yeah.
Will do.
And we'll continue to do.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just, what is it?
I try to not.
Although, do you know when you're holding a fart for so long when you're with someone and you come home and your stomach is hurting and then you get home and you just...
I'll tell you, my biggest issue is I fart in my sleep.
Same.
And it wakes me up. So there's been multiple times where I've been having a fun sleepover.
A fun sleepover.
And I swear to God, you know, it's all, you know, romantic, cuddling, whatever, and it's just gone...
Oh, no.
And what I'll do is I'll pretend to be asleep. Like, even if it's woke me up, I'll be shocked, and I'll go... because I'm like...
That's iconic.
I can't let on that I'm aware of this.
No, 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 it wasn't you.
No, that wasn't me.
That was not me.
You must have a cat.
You must have a cat. Or a farting ghost.
Yes.
Know.
Yeah. Would you date a guy with a girl best friend?
Yeah, I don't care.
Good.
I don't care.
Yeah.
If you don't give me a reason to believe that you're cheating on me or being a dickhead, then I don't care what you do.
I completely agree.
I could not talk to my boyfriend or my whoever for like a whole day, or even like you go,
same.
I'm going out, and I'd be like, cool, bye. Have a good time, love you.
Me too. I don't get it when girls are like, ooh, can't go out. You're like, my guy's not on the streets once he's with me.
What?
But I'm on the streets. Yeah.
I'm there wearing next to nothing, shaking my ass, but nobody's touching.
Like, yeah, nobody's touching. Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It goes the same way. Like, I'm not into all of that sort of stuff.
I agree.
I just think be cool. Be chill.
Would you ever do a reality TV show?
What one?
I feel like you just wouldn't now. Because what? Like,
I wouldn't.
Would you do like an I'm a Celeb? You'd be jokes on that.
Like,
to be fair.
I wouldn't want to. I don't ever want to like.
What if the bag was good enough?
Like, I don't ever want to be like, oh, you know, I've got to do this now just to you know, keep it going. I don't want to be
it's
like that.
It's that in it.
But like, if it
feels a little bit, I'm trying to stay relevant.
Yes, but if it was like I'm still like doing my shit and they were like, do you want to do it? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. And it would be like a good challenge, right?
I've always thought, because my toxic trait is I watch the shows like that.
I think that I can do it.
I'm like, you're all massive pussy.
It was the thought of a spider, so I just thought of it.
I can't believe you didn't see them when you were down under.
Not one single thing.
That's what's interesting. Would you have a public relationship?
No.
Really?
Nope.
It's bad for branding though, isn't it? I agree.
Also, like, I don't care. Like, you don't need to know what I'm doing.
I don't like it.
Would you?
No.
I wouldn't. I don't feel the need to, like...
I'm just so cynical that I could be madly in love and I'll still be like, yeah, but it's going to end at some point and I CBA for a public breakup, so you're not making
like,
it anywhere.
Like, story. Just letting you guys know, we've broken up.
Yeah, that...
Like, I'm in a
public announcement.
With you, like,
yeah.
Like a million people.
Who cares?
I don't care.
Okay.
I would not do that.
We're calling a truce on that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
A slay.
I love you so
much. I love you so much.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Let's go out and be silly.
And this is us pinking to Short Kings and Silliness
Short
on a
Kings
night out.
Silliness on a night out.
Okay, so live and direct from me and Gru.
Uh huh.
Like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Leave me 5 stars if you're listening. Tell your nan, tell your granddad. Write a song about me. Write a book about me. And go stream her new fucking single, all right? Mwah, love you.